Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. We announce to the congregation that was taken out of Bethesda by the hand of death, George Fader, on Friday at the age of 94 years. Let us sing together of Psalter 421. The fifth stanza, O God, our shield with face benign, look on thy servant wholly thine, and keep him, Lord, thou great defender, and what follows. Psalter 421, the fifth stanza. A portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 107, the verses 1 through 15. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 107, the stanzas, the verses 1 through 15. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Thus far the reading of the Holy Scriptures. We hope to remember in prayer Angel O'Clock, who hopes to commemorate her birthday on Thursday. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we have heard the exclamation of the psalmist, where he was given to express, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Then in the morning hour of another Sabbath day, then thou granteth many reasons to do so, and, O Lord, may it please thee by the immediate working of thy Holy Spirit to grant it by the first time and by renewal, wherein the week gone by, then thou wast cared, thou wast spared, protected, and provided for us and our children. Thou wast spared the whole congregation. For others it has become eternity. Then also in Bethesda an empty place has come, where in the past week it has pleased thee to take out of their midst the oldest resident. For him it has become eternity. And although they do not have to mourn as those that have no hope, a large empty place has come. Wilt thou remember and uphold the mourning family? May the callings, may they be sanctified, O Lord. Do remember all the mourning ones amongst us. There is a waiting family. Today is 6 weeks ago that they have received the tidings of the death of a dear one, and now we're waiting for official confirmation that the funeral may proceed. Wilt thou uphold, wilt thou remember, and may this time of waiting, may it be used in thy hand for the conversion of sinners. Lord, then thou wast granted many precious gifts in the week gone by. May we be humbled thereunder. But in our province, it has also been an important and a solemn week, where a new leader has been chosen, and, O Lord, alas, a leader that is not respect for thee, for thy word, for thy testimonies, for thy law, for the creation ordinances and consents to the murdering of the unborn. It is written in thy word, of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And O Lord, thou wast given many an example in thy word concerning the kings of Judah, when there was no acknowledgement and no bowing under and before thee, then it went very ill with that people. Then we have many reasons to tremble. Thy judgments are hanging low over the earth. But Lord, thou art still gathering a church. Then as the faithful God, the Creator, and the upholder of the heavens and of the earth, in the night gone by, then thou wast given that the moon may shine in its brilliancy, and also in this morning hour, then the sun may arise. May there be those times that it may be or become a wonder, and a bowing before thee, and a humble begging to be reconciled with thee. The psalmist of old has declared that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations, Lord. To that end we humbly beg of thee that in this very hour, through the instrumentality of the word, accompanied by thy Holy Spirit, that the number among young and old who do fear thee, that that number may be enlarged, that it may be increased among our boys and our girls, our youth, the middle-aged and the elderly ones. Ah, Lord, it is written in thy word of the wicked that the fear of God is not before their eyes. And also by thy common operations of thy spirit, then the fear concerning thee, concerning thy greatness, that is greatly decreasing. Oh, still a blessing when amongst us and our children there may be those solemn and deep impressions of who thou art, who we are, and of that one thing needful. But, O Lord, we need that childlike fear, that faith that worketh by love, bowing before thy throne, always beggars, with the publican of old, each time by renewal, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. If you as such have come up in this morning, grant unto those that fear thee that close, that dependent life, and to be led in the green pastures of thy holy word, to be led further in the mysteries of salvation concerning the meritorial work of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, remember all those that are called to labor in thy vineyard, thy truly called servants, elders and deacons. Remember the student. Remember upon the mission field. Remember the sowers of the seed. Oh, it is written in thy word that Paul has planted, Apollos has watered, but it is the Lord that granteth the increase. In these dark and serious times, where thy judgments are so low upon the earth, wilt thou grant a great increase amongst young and old. Lord, remember all the temporal needs. Remember all of our elderly ones in the care home, with those that may care for them, those that may still go in and out. Oh, above all things, do save their never-dying souls, where eternity cannot be so far off. Ah, Lord, perhaps there are those that are discouraged, but, oh, wonder-doing God, wilt thou look down upon them in mercy. Remember all the afflicted ones, then by renewal, then there are none in the hospital. That is also thy doing. May we be given to see thy hand therein. But there are the afflicted ones, those that are struggling with continual pain, weariness of the body, different afflictions, that dreaded disease. It is most perfectly known unto thee, ah, Lord. May it please thee that there may be means, and that the means may be blessed, and that all these special callings and afflictions, that they may come forth out of thy right hand, that they may be used for the saving of souls. We may acknowledge thee in this morning, a Father, who has been in Bethesda with unbearable pain, privileged to return to his home, and that in this morning he may come up to thy house. Ah, surely reasons to have an early Thanksgiving day. He has received an encouraging report from the physician. Wilt thou grant further healing, and above all, that this calling may be used for him and his dear wife, for the saving of souls. Lord, do remember all the handicapped ones. Remember the crosses and the burdens. And now we humbly ask thee, when thy most holy word may be opened, that thou may open it indeed. Wilt thou touch our tongue with a coal from thine altar, that we may be given to speak good of thee, and the wonderful ways in which thou leadest thy people. Lord, may thy word go forth with power divine. Ah, do go from bench to bench, and from heart to heart, leave none cold, unmoved, untouched, but work mightily and lovingly by thy Holy Spirit. We commend unto thee those that are lawfully hindered in their dwellings, when they may listen along. Ah, do grant them a blessing. Lord, be so then a wonder-doing God. Ah, thou hast promised, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 385, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Deliver me from evil. Preserve me, Lord, from wrong. Against the foes that gather, be thou my helper strong. And what follows, 385, the three stanzas. And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 23, the fourth verse, the first part. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Our text words speak of the sheep's profession to the shepherd before the valley of the shadow of death, with four thoughts in the first place: the genuine communion before the valley. Secondly, the vivid description of this valley. Thirdly, the childlike faith forth for this valley. And fourthly, the special protection through this valley. The sheep's profession to the shepherd before the valley of the shadow of death. The genuine communion before the valley. The vivid description of this valley. The childlike faith for this valley. And the special protection through this valley. Thus first, the genuine communion before the valley. Beloved congregation, when we may consider the fourth verse of Psalm 23, then it begins another section and another phase in the life of the sheep. The first three verses, the winter time, when the sheep may be much in the sheepfold, protected from the elements of the weather. In the springtime, when it was lambing time, little lambs may be born. And then in the springtime, and also the early part of summer, then the shepherd has led his sheep to those green pastures and also beside the still waters. And now in the fourth verse, then it concerns the later part of the summer, the time when the shepherd, because the season was becoming drier, and then in different countries, later in the summer with the receding snow line, then the shepherd is given to take his flock through the valleys up into the mountains where they may feed upon green pastures. Then we have already heard of precious things, the confession of the sheep in the eyes and concerning the shepherd. And blessed that people who may be a little lamb and a sheep of that great shepherd, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, congregation, how is it now thus far, when we have considered the first three verses of this psalm? Because each time when we come up to the courts of the Lord and God's word may be explained, opened a little, howbeit with many shortcomings, then we are called to examine each of our hearts, whether we have now become one of that flock of that good shepherd. Maybe there are those amongst us that even think, but that shall not be for me. How do you know, congregation? Where is that now written in God's holy word, that you may not become a little lamb in that flock of the good shepherd? What an exhortations there are for the unconverted to diligently use the means of grace and to seek the Lord early. It is even promised in Proverbs 8, verse 17, those that seek me early, they shall find me. Thus that means, congregation, if you were still outside of that sheepfold, then it is your own fault that you have not sought the Lord earnestly and diligently. But then I hear different ones say, but I cannot convert myself. I cannot place myself in that sheepfold. I can pretend to be a sheep and a lamb, but it shall have no value. And that is the truth. Hold on to that truth. But may I ask you in this morning, how do you know that? And then there shall be many. That is what we have heard since our youth. It is declared in the scriptures. But may I now ask you, have you tried it? Have you tried to convert yourself? Oh, how has it been in the past week? Oh, may there have been those that have been filled with such a holy jealousy, and that in the past weeks oftentimes have found on your knees, oh, begging the Lord, telling the Lord how it is in your heart, maybe even, oh, desire, thinking that it is not such a nice life to be in that sheepfold, but asking the Lord whether he may convert you as he has converted all his people. Oh, concerning the confession, the profession of the sheep, concerning the good shepherd, oh, have there been those souls that have turned that solemn into much prayer? Oh, a people not without a hope, but that you need that assurance. Oh, that you have told the Lord of your desires, and that you cannot live without the Lord, and that you cannot be outside of that sheepfold, and that you desire that sweet communion, and the Lord has a sheep and lambs. Oh, those gifts are so precious, but they need the giver, and they need that assurance. Oh, they cannot deny that they have been led in the green pastures of his holy word, a place at the throne of grace. And they cannot deny that there are times that they may lie down beside those still waters with the love shed abroad in their heart. Oh, an opening at the throne of grace where they may unburden themselves and may they tell the Lord all. But now to be given to exclaim, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, they need that assurance which the Holy Spirit worketh in the heart of his people. And now we have heard the last times, oh, not a proud sheep, no, but a sheep that has confessed, he restoreth my soul. Oh, a backsliding sheep that hath to confess with the publican each time by renewal, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And we have heard precious things. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Maybe, boys and girls, you can remember those 3 points. In the first place, justifying righteousness to receive the pardoning of our sins. In the second place, sanctifying righteousness, because in the life of those true sheep, it is written at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, ye shall know them by their fruits, but also glorifying righteousness. And then we have heard it last time, for his name's sake. Ah, the shepherd does it for his glory, because the sheep, that is the honor of the shepherd. And now, in the context of the third verse, then the sheep may continue. But now verse 4 is very different than the first three verses. The first three verses, then the sheep and the lamb, they were given to speak to others concerning the good shepherd. But now in verse 4, then the sheep is given to turn and to speak to the shepherd. Thus a great difference. Ah, let us picture it. Then we see in a sheepfold, and a sheep that has tasted that the Lord is good, the wonderful works of the Lord, then such a lamb and such a sheep is given to boast of the good shepherd. What a good shepherd that the shepherd is for the sheep and even for me. And then it cannot be different that the shepherd is well pleased. When fathers and mothers may hear their children tell to their friends, not knowing it, but that they speak well of their parents. Do you do that sometime, boys and girls? That is well pleasing to the parents. And so the shepherd is given to delight when those sheep, when they may be given to speak to their fellow man, great and well of the shepherd, accompanied with the following of the shepherd, because by their fruits ye shall know them. We read thereof in Malachi 3 verse 16, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought about his name. Then let us listen to the lambs. Oh, they have tasted that the service of the Lord is a good service. No service like his. And that the good shepherd deals so lovingly and so tenderly with those lambs. And then oftentimes that is also a blessing when the lambs are given to speak with the sheep. And then it can be that those sheep are given to speak of the further leadings of the Lord and also of those deep valleys, and that the lambs come in the need. Oh, that they come on their knees and that they turn to the shepherd can also be when the sheep is given to give a testimony on the other side of the fence to a wild goat. And that wild goat maybe is given to question, even to mock. And that the goat says later in the summer, the pastures are starting to dry up. How shall you fare? Maybe the goat says, as Satan has said to the Lord concerning Job, dost thou fear the Lord for naught? The way has been so smooth, not so many difficulties. The Lord has been a hedge round about you. But now wait till the time that there shall come trials and difficulties. Even the friends of Job, already in Job 4, Eliphaz has said to Job, thou hast instructed others, now it has come upon you. It was said to a Jeremiah in Jeremiah 12, verse 5, when thou wast run with the footman, and thou wert wearied, how shalt thou contend with horses? In a time of peace it has went well, but how shalt thou do with the swelling of Jordan? And now we can picture congregation. Boys and girls, you can picture it in your mind. Those sheep, a type of the true people of God that has given such a precious and good testimony concerning the good shepherd. And then after they have given that testimony, then you see those lambs and those sheep turn their head and look at the shepherd to say, as it were, shepherd, is it not so that thou wert such a good shepherd? I shall not want. Lackest thou anything? Nothing. Have been led in the green pastures beside those still waters. Oh, we have to confess, unworthy to be and remain a sheep, send it all away, nothing to plead upon, times that it becomes a wonder that the shepherd does not come to me with a letter, and in that letter it is written all mine iniquities, and with the final dismissal, that I may no longer have a place in the sheepfold. But also concerning our text words, then it has special bearing on the last part of verse 3, where the sheep was given to say, for his name's sake. And upon that expression, that the shepherd does it for his honor, for the honor of his Father, for the honor of the Holy Spirit, because the shepherd has received those sheep, all of them, as a gift from his Father upon the completion of his meritorial work in the state of his humiliation. And the shepherd has told those sheep, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And where the Holy Spirit, he is taken dwelling within their heart, and then the Lord does it for his name's sake. And now in our text words, then we are given to see, and there is a difference, of course, because soon the shepherd, you can picture it, boys and girls, later in the summer, when it becomes dry in the lower lands, then such a shepherd, he would take the whole flock and he would lead them through the valleys up into the high mountains where the pastures would still be very green. And now, of course, there is a difference for the lambs. They have never made that trip before. Oh, undoubtedly they have heard from the sheep what would lay before them, those deep valleys. And in the original, that word valley, that means a ravine with steep sides. Thus the way up to the upper mountains, a greater blessing, also instruction for the church. There is a way that leadeth to further blessings. Oh, then the lambs have heard of those valleys, and they were filled with many fears, when they heard of the depth and the way of those valleys. Thus there is a difference for the lamb and for the sheep, because our children can understand that for the sheep, the older sheep, they have made that journey before, and they could confess in a special way with 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, who hath delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, and trust that he will yet deliver. Nevertheless, the lambs, when they have experienced the loving kindness of the shepherd, oh, the good service of the shepherd, then they are also given to believe and to exclaim our text words. Although there can be times when they come in those valleys, that those lambs that they wish that they have never spoken, oh, it was out of the fullness of their heart, based upon experience. And let us mention by Renewal Congregation the necessity to come to a saving knowledge of the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it is written in John 17 verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. Oh, when the Lord begins, then they receive a knowledge of that only true God. And in that context, they learn what sinners they are. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou wast sent. Our second thought: the vivid description of this valley. We read, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That expression, shadow of death, we read it 20 times in the scriptures, and 10 times of those 20 times in the book of Job. Then the sheep is given to speak of a valley. And those valleys, boys and girls know it, when you drive with your parents through the mountains, then it is not a straight road. But then that road curves, goes up and down. We cannot see our destination. Many times it is hard to know whether we are going upwards or downwards. Sometimes it seems that we are going around. We read thereof, of the children of Israel, that the Lord has led them in a roundabout way on those roads up to the mountains. And then on the one side, many times those high mountains. On the other side, a deep ravine. That is what our sheep is given to speak of. But now the sheep does not only say through the valley, but then added of the shadow of death. What are we now to understand in our text words concerning the shadow of death? As sometimes in the scriptures, then it refers to death itself, as we read in Job 38, verse 17. And what a shadow of death. What a deep valley that is. Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26, concerning the church, that the last enemy, that is death. And what a solemn thing that death is. Do you think much of death, congregation? Or maybe too busy? Too busy to think of death and actually reverently speaking, that we are actually too busy, no time to die. But death has come upon this world in Genesis 3 on account of our deep fallen Adam. And we live in a time, oh, in the world, so little impression, funerals, laughing, and so few tears. It's still a great blessing when the Lord, by His common goodness, still impresses divine realities upon all our hearts, and that we are given to solemnly consider what death is. And everything here below comes to the end. A separation of two friends, body and soul, that have dwelt together lesser or more years. What a struggle it can be when they are separated. And then what then, boys and girls, at the moment of death? Then we are called upon to appear before the Lord, and our soul sent to its eternal destination. What a deep valley that is, the valley of the shadow of death. For those true sheep, the great shepherd has went before them. He was nailed to the cross. Separation of body and of soul. And for the true sheep, oftentimes it becomes evident, oh, there can be those sheep concerning that last enemy. What a fears, what a thoughts can be like a heman, all their life subject to bondage. But then how often it has happened with those sheep, a tender, a close life with the Lord. And that when they have come to that valley, the Lord has given such a liberty and such a freedom that there have been those sheep that have even said, is this now death? That they were given such a free and such a glorious entrance into eternity. When we read these words carefully, then it refers, it is true, can also be through those valleys, of course, spiritually, none of them shall perish. But oftentimes the Lord has special chariots to take His sheep home. That can also be through the valleys of trials and tribulations, because the valley of the shadow of death, that speaks of deep trials, mysterious providential dispensations, impossibilities, infirmity, sickness, there can be so many valleys. But when we now read carefully through the valley of the shadow of death, boys and girls, you know what a shadow is. But a shadow, that is evidence of the matter present, but it is not the real thing. to give an example, we picture some sheep going through that valley. And then there is a sheep upon that pathway that sees a shadow of a bear standing on its hind legs. Then, of course, that shadow itself cannot destroy that sheep. That sheep could walk on that shadow without being bitten or injured, of course. That shadow would tell that sheep that the bear is at the close side of the road, and therefore, as such, a sheep would not proceed. Thus, the shadow, that is the many fears that there can be going through that valley. And now concerning the valley of the shadow of death, then we can speak of many valleys. Then in the first place of our daily needs, we think of the widow of Zarephath, that on a certain day went outside with her son to gather a few sticks that she may bake the last meal and then die. What a deep valley that is. Daily cares, debts that need to be paid. Then further, we could speak of the valley of the shadow of death. Think of Hezekiah in Isaiah 38. Set thy house in order, for thou shalt not die. And then as a sheep, then he has turned himself to the wall. Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. When we think, when the doctor tells us that we have that dreadful disease of cancer, is that not the shadow of the valley of death? Then thirdly, then it is the valley of persecution. Think of David when he has fled for Saul and later for Absalom. We could speak of the valley of the shadow of death, of the many different crosses, the bitter trials, the fears concerning the future, mysterious pathways, but also spiritually concerning the valley of the shadow of death, when such a sheep is given to behold those mountains. Do you think sometime, congregation, when you travel through the mountains and you look at the high sidewalls, that it is the Lord that has to keep that mountain together, because otherwise that mountain will crumble and also the road, and we shall be destroyed. But now for those sheep, they have much to do with the mountains of the attributes of the Lord. Oh, of his goodness, of his greatness, of his power, but also of his justice, a justice that needs to be satisfied, thus exercised with that threefold death, that spiritual death, that temporal death, and that eternal death. Then further, when we read, walk through the valley of the shadow of death, then we think of those. We all are made differently, all different characters, but those that are subject to depression, may we be given to remember them in prayer, because that people, they can tell you what it is, the valley of the shadow of death in special ways, and that there are times that it seems that the valley is so deep and so dark that they shall never come out. But for those that are subject to depression, oh, when those thoughts arise in your mind, when it seems that the valley is so deep and so dark, may you be given to open God's holy word, because we also find such in the Bible, and given to bow your knees and ask the Lord, Lord, wilt thou take me by heart and by hand and lead me through this valley and out of this valley, that the light may arise. Thou hast done it before, wilt thou do it again? When we consider the expression, the valley of the shadow of death, that is still an indication. And in those valleys leading up to those mountains, it can become very dark, storms can come, we do not see the end, it seems that we are going the wrong way. Sometimes it even seems that we are continually going downwards. But let us also remember, for a shadow, there still needs to be a certain light. Thus, that is still encouragement for those sheep. Let us first sing. Psalter 73, the stanzas 1, 5, and 6. The Lord Almighty is my light, He is my Savior ever near. And since my strength and in His might, who can distress me or affright? What evil shall I fear? And what follows? Psalter 73, the stanzas 1, 5, and 6. the sheep's profession to the shepherd before the valley of the shadow of death. The genuine communion before the valley, the vivid description of this valley, and now thirdly, the childlike faith for this valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The sheep did not say that there would be no evil in this life. Christ has said to his sheep before he has went to the cross in John 16, verse 33, that the church would have many tribulations, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome. The sheep does not say that there are never any fears about these evils. Oh, the sheep is given to learn, because we read of a sheep in Psalm 30, the verses 6 and 7, that when the Lord has appeared, this mountain has stood strong, but thou hidest thy face, and I was troubled. But now in our text, then the sheep is given to exclaim, and that does not exclude duty and responsibility, because for such a sheep, boys and girls, then you can understand it, which lamb and which sheep shall have the most boldness to say these precious words, a straggler, and oh, it is true, there are those stragglers, those that write bitter things against themselves, oh, at times are even so afraid to join themselves to those sheep, that they are secluded, that they are alone, as a sparrow upon a housetop, many times asking whether there is another soul upon the world. That is such questions, riddles, and perplexities if I have, but yet with a heart full of love, oh, then surely the profession of a sheep that is filled with the love of the shepherd, with that vehement longings, oh, we have heard something of a sheep in Psalm 107. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. But now concerning the confession of the sheep, then surely the sheep that were closest to the shepherd, that have heard his voice very clearly, that have followed him in sown and unsown ways, they have the most freedom, and that is given, as I read in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And now when the sheep in our solemn David may say, I will fear no evil, what is that confession now based upon? Is it now based upon the strength of the sheep and what the sheep have done? No, we have heard it. He restoreth my soul. But that confession by the exercise of faith, and what a precious thing that faith is. Oh, maybe a few souls in this morning that are sighing, Lord, give me thou now that faith, that with a full assurance, oh, wilt thou teach me, that I may be given to repeat What David the psalmist has declared, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And what is that profession now based upon? That in the first place, that is based upon who the shepherd is. Oh, the great shepherd of the church, upon his attributes, his loving kindness, his truth, his faithfulness, his wisdom, his power, his omnipresence, his omniscience, that the Lord knows everything, and that the shepherd in his wisdom. Oh, I read of a psalmist who was went through the valley of the shadow of death, David, in Psalm 142, when he was in the cave. And then he has declared in verse 3, when my soul is overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path, thus for the sheep to be given to simply lay aside all his wisdom, and to be given to simply trust in the shepherd, that he doeth all things well, because the shepherd, he knoweth of the valley. We have mentioned that Christ has went before, and that concerning the enemies and everything, that he has everything in his hand. Then in the second place, what is now the confession of our sheep? What is it now based upon? That is based upon the inspired word of God. What the Lord has promised, oh, oftentimes, then the sheep may be given to say, because that valley, that can become so deep and so dark and so impossible, but then the sheep may be given to say to the shepherd, Psalm 119 verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant upon which thou hast given me to hope. Then in the third place, then the sheep, then he may be given to speak these precious words based upon the past, that the shepherd in the past has done all things well. They have lacked nothing. Impossibilities, they have been delivered, and it is true. The sheep shall experience that for each new valley and each new time, they need grace for the valley. Oh, the church shall experience that it is a great blessing when they may be given to reflect upon what the Lord has done in the past. David the shepherd may tell us all, when that mocking Goliath stood on the battlefield, when he was blaspheming his God, oh, then a David was given to experience by through his for his name's sake, as we read in verse 3. But then our solemn, our text, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, when as a shepherd lad I shall confront that great giant of the Philistines, then a David was given to tell Saul that as a shepherd boy, that a bear and a lion has come, the Lord has delivered, and so also the Lord shall deliver again. Thus what a blessing it is when the sheep may be given to reflect on the past and the exercise of faith. Ah, the sheep learns, so dependent, each time by renewal, each time for a new valley or even the same valley, the necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit, and not to look at the circumstances, not to look at self, but to be given to look at the Good Shepherd who was everything in his hands. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. All for the sheep to be given to see that the shepherd in his wisdom has chosen the particular valleys for each of his sheep. Because the Lord, it is true, the sheep, they learn the same thing. They have the same shepherd. And for the sheep in our text, they would all be led together. But the sheep shall experience those valleys in different ways. And now to be given to see that those valleys, they are so profitable when the Lord makes it so. Because then the sheep, more dependent, the necessity to closely follow the shepherd, to hear his voice, and not to wander off. I will fear no evil. When we consider those valleys, as I say many times, boys and girls, you have seen it. When you drive through the mountains, and beside the road there is a river or a stream, then many times the valleys, they follow the streams. And so also for the sheep, when they are led to the higher pastures, then there are those fresh streams of water. And then in the depths of the valleys, then also fresh grass. Thus the Lord provideth for his sheep. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Our fourth point, the special protection through this valley. We shall join our last point, the Lord willing, with the last part of the fourth verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. And now by renewal the question and the examination, do we know something of these matters? What precious things we have heard already. What precious faith exercised in our text words, my unconverted fellow travelers, may the Lord use this solemn to show you how poor you are concerning your master. What shall it be? The shadow, the valley of the shadow of death. Especially in former times, then there have been terrible deathbeds where their master, the devil, has tormented them forever. May it be used to show how poor you are, filled with a holy jealousy, all crying unto the Lord, Lord, wilt thou convert me as thou hast converted all thy people? Are there souls in my midst? Oh, when they have heard the text, that they have sent up prayers, Lord, does not without hope. Oh, I may not deny the blessedness, the service of the shepherd, but my faith is so small. My faith is so weak. And there are those voices that tell me, still all wrong shall come to an end, but souls shall the good shepherd, shall he give you to taste those precious things? Shall he grant that hungering and thirsting? And shall he then let those lambs perish? It can, and it shall never be, because I read in Philippians 1 verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you shall finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, people of God, what precious things the Lord grant, that close, that dependent, that tender life, following the shepherd, and sown and unsown ways. We have heard out of the first part of Psalm 107, two times that expression of the shadow of death, but we read, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. And then with that vehement desire, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works for the children of men. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of wonderful things. We have heard of thy work by thy Spirit and the hearts of the sheep to exercise that true and strong faith in their shepherd that they were simply given to trust in all their ways. Lord, may in this very day, may new sheep be born in Zion. Wilt thou strengthen the faith of thy sheep? Wilt thou remember us in the furtherance of this day? Help the family circles, grant traveling mercies, return us in this evening hour, and pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 52, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thou, Jehovah, art my shepherd, therefore I no want shall know. In green pastures thou dost rest me, leadest where still waters flow. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. We wish to remind those that desire to follow the Confession of Faith class this season of the registration evening on Thursday evening, October 13 at 7:30 p.m. There will be Thanksgiving Day services tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Collection tomorrow will be for the church, unless otherwise indicated. Psalter 52, the stanzas 1 and 2. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.